Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, we thank you so much for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer.
Worship with us this morning before we go into prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh.
Praise the Lord. If you have prayer requests, we want you to go ahead and share those requests at this time. And if you have the phone on speaker, you're going to have to put it on mute for us, please.
Good morning, Pastor Connie. Pastor Connie.
Good morning.
Could you pray for my uncle who stays with me? He's in the hospital. He's going through some health issues and as far as he just needs some prayer for his health issues. His name is Johnny.
Amen. We certainly will be lifting him up this morning during our time of prayer. Are there any other prayer requests this morning as we're preparing to go before the throne of grace? I'm sorry?
Good morning, Pastor. This is Sister Mother Allen. Pray for my father's good morning. Let's pray for my father's continued strength. He's not ill, but he just needs to be strengthened and continue to pray for me. Also, and we'll pray for this this world and this the political status.
Amen.
Thank you.
We will lift those concerns up on this morning. Are there any other prayer requests this morning?
Yes, this is Elvis Stella. I have a coworker. Her name is Glorine Gibbons. Last year, she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and she's been having nerve pains in her face and her jaw, and where just the nerve pain just all of a sudden hit her. It could be minutes, it could be hours. And I'm requesting prayer for her. She's requesting prayer. Glorine Gibbons. Her first name is Glorene. Last name Gibbons.
Thank you so much for that. I was trying to make sure I understand the pronunciation of the first name. Thank you for clarifying that, Glorine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there
Good morning. I'm lifting up the name of Teresa Evans on behalf of Evangelist Tiffany Breon. This is a friend who is in a she needs a miracle. Her name is Teresa Evans, and in need of a miracle. And we know God is able.
Amen. Teresa Evans, yes. Praise the Lord. And I am hopeful that the intercessors are also taking these names down to keep them in continued prayer, even after this morning. We want to make sure that we are keeping all of the names that have been shared this morning in continuous prayer.
Good morning,
Before
this
we begin,
is Shana.
Good morning, Shana.
Good morning. I have a couple of prayer requests. If we could remember Puerto Rico, Jamaica, and Bahamas, that area. And then I have a prayer request on behalf of Annette Hope that we remember as we go into Super Bowl this Sunday, those that are being trafficked, human trafficking, and the sex trade and all of that.
Jesus, thank you so much for that. Yes. We will certainly be lifting that up on this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are there any other prayer requests at this time? Amen. Amen. I want to, first of all, I check to make sure our intercessors are on the line this morning. Sharon, are you here?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Amen. Good morning. Pauline, are you here?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Are you in a place where you can pray?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And see, Anjali is here. Carla, are you at a place where you can pray?
Yes.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yes, I am.
Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we're going to get started on this morning. I want you to take a few moments before we go into our rotations. I just want those of you that are on the line with us, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you just take a few moments before we go into our rotation and into our time of prayer. Just take a few moments and give the Lord a sound of worship. You can be on mute. It doesn't have to be for us to hear, but we would love to hear it because we are one in the Spirit, but you don't have to have your phone off mute. But I want you to take a few moments right now and just begin to open up your mouth and just worship the Lord, hallelujah, and thank him for this day as we are preparing to go before the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord. So go ahead and give God some worship this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, go ahead and just open your mouth and give us some praise.
Thank you for being in your righteous name. There's none like you.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you for being in your righteous name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for being in your righteous name.
Thank you.
Sharon, Anjali, Pauline, and then I'll come with the closeout if the Lord say the same. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah, we just bless you on this morning, oh God, and we honor you, oh God. Father God, and we just come looking unto you on this morning, oh God, for you are our source, God. Our God, you are our strength, oh God. Father God, and we just come looking unto you on this morning, oh God, for you are the God who sits up high and the God who looks down low, God. You are the God who knows all and the God who sees all and the God who holds all the power in his hand, oh God. And we know, oh God, that we serve a God, God, that there's nothing too hard for you, oh God, that you can do all things but fail, oh God. My God, we know that you are the God who is sensitive and attentive, oh God, to every matter, oh God. Nothing escapes you, oh God. You are the God, hallelujah, who beholds the good and the evil on this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you are the God who reigns on the just as well as the unjust, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, so we come making intercession on this morning, Father God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God, and we come lifting up those, Father God, on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that is sick, oh God, those that are afflicted, oh God, those that are infirm, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we know, oh God, that you are the God, that you are the healer, Father God, you are Jehovah Rapha on this morning, and we call upon your name on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we know that you're able to heal, and we know that you're able to make whole, we know that you're able to deliver on this morning, we know that you are the God of miracles on this morning, Father God. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, so we lift up all of those on this morning, my God, who are suffering, oh God, from sicknesses and diseases, Father God, those that are infirm, Father God, my God, those with terminal illnesses on this morning, Father God, we call upon your name on this morning, and we call their names before you, oh God. Every name that was mentioned on the line on this morning, oh God, we ask that you would just look upon them, oh God, and you would touch them, oh God, with your hand of healing on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray on this morning, Father God, that you will release your healing virtue, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will meet them, Father God, right where they are, oh God. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we stand on your word, and we keep you in remembrance of your word, God, because you watch over your word to perform it, Father God. You said you were wounded for our transgressions, and you were bruised for our iniquities, oh God. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, oh God, and with your stripes, oh God. Oh God, we decree and declare that they're already healed, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come in agreement with your word on this morning, God, knowing that your word is the final authority, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you, oh God, for healing virtues. We thank you, oh God, that healing is the children's bread, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are the God of signs. You are the God of miracles, oh God. You are the God of wonders on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are the God, Father God. Oh God, hallelujah, God, that you can just speak a word, oh God. Oh God, and it would just change our very lives. Oh God, you can touch a body, oh God, my God, and it would change the situation, Father God. Oh God, so we thank you that you are the miracle working God on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, oh God, that you are the God, Father God, that you bring us out, yeah, and that you deliver us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You deliver your people, God. But not only that, oh God, you raise them up, oh God, that they will be a living testimony, yeah, to the healing and the delivering power of God. Oh God, so we thank you for them on today, oh God. We thank you for strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Listen, we thank you, oh God, on this morning, oh God. Our God, that there's no situation, oh God, that you don't see, Father God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for your word as we release the word of healing, God, over all of those that are sick, the names that were mentioned, even the names that weren't, oh God. Our God, that your word cannot return into your void, oh God. Oh God, but it shall accomplish that when we sent it out to do, oh God. Our God, in the name of Jesus, God, so we thank you, oh God, for the accomplishment and the establishing of your word in their lives on today, oh God. And we release health and healing, wholeness and wellness to their bodies on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we release new strength on this morning, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will raise them up, that they will take up their bed and walk, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, and they will be overcome on today, oh God, by the word of their testimony, my God, that others will be free on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, so we thank you on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And I, God, I lift up, oh God, I say a special prayer on this morning, my God. Oh God, for every leader, my God, every pastor on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, I stand in the gap and I make up the hedge, oh God, for your pastors on this morning, my God.
God. Oh, God, and your leaders, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray on this morning, my God. Oh, God, that you, oh God, that there will be a double portion of your power, your anointing, and your presence, oh, God. Oh, God, will rest upon them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, oh, God, hallelujah, a special grace, my God. I pray your sustaining, oh, God, grace over their lives on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray your strength for them on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you would strengthen them, oh God, in the work, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray for their minds on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I pray for their hearts on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, knowing, oh God, that they carry so much on their hearts on today. Oh God, but I ask that you would bless them on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, let your sustaining grace be ever prevalent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray, oh God, oh God, that you would release them, oh God, from the pressures, oh God, my God, of ministry on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, the pressures of life on this morning, Father God. I pray that you would bless them on this morning, oh God. And I pray, oh God, that you would just give them the wisdom, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, wisdom beyond their years, oh God. I pray that you would show them, oh God, how to work, oh God, smart and not hard, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you would open up their understanding even the more. Oh God, that you would pour in knowledge on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray, oh God, on this morning, oh God, that you would continue to use them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just undergird them and you would sustain them, Father God. God, I pray, oh God, for the leadership, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would send the help. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh God, God, that you would send in the errands, oh God, and you would send in the herds on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, those that would uphold their arms, oh God, I God, and support them in the ministry on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your leaders on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh God, that you would touch them, oh God, oh God, I pray for the spirit of encouragement on this morning, God, oh God, that you would encourage their hearts, oh God, and you would encourage their minds on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you would strengthen their shoulders, oh God, for the work, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would undergird them, oh God, that they will be able to bear the weight, oh God, of the ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I just pray for them, oh God, and I ask that you would cover them on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh God, that you would cover them with your blood on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your blood will cover and your blood will prevail, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh God, oh God, hallelujah, God, that you would cover them, oh God, oh God, from every attack on today, oh God, against the work, oh God, against the ministry, oh God, against their families, oh God, even in their private lives, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you would cover, oh God, I got your servants, oh God, those that you've ordained, my God, and you set in a place, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, to be a blessing to your people, oh God, to feed your people, oh God, and to care for the sheep, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, oh God, oh God, that you would just bless them, and I pray that you would order their steps, my God, in the name of Jesus, even in this day and this time that we're in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, a special grace, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray on this morning, oh God, God, that you would continue to go before them, that you would continue to make the crooked road straight, oh God, God, make the rough areas smooth, oh God, make their mountains become a plain, oh God, that they can cross over, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I come against the spirit of resistance, and the spirit of opposition, God, and every spirit that will come to oppose the work, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I come against, oh God, every enemy, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will oppose, oh God, hallelujah, them building, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I thank you on this morning, God, I pray for your favor, God, over their lives, oh God, my God, favor before you, oh God, favor before man on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for them on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh God, that you will begin to open up doors, my God, that no man can open, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will make provision, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and not only to open doors, God, but I thank you for closed doors, oh, today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you've shut some doors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, but I thank you, oh God, God, for your pastor, sisters on this morning, God. And I pray that you would bless them, oh God. Oh God, bless them only as you can, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, bless them, oh God. Our God, supernaturally on this morning, oh God. I pray that you would bless them on this morning, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So I thank you on this morning, oh God, for your pastors, oh God. Our God, all over this world on this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, and I pray, oh God, hallelujah, oh God. Oh God, that you would continue the work, oh God. Oh God, the work that you started, Father God, you're able to perform it. I pray a special prayer, God, of endurance in their life, my God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will endure, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, so I thank you on this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and I bless you on this morning for them, oh God. And we give you glory, God. We give you the honor and we give you the praise on this morning, my God. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, God, we do thank you and we do pray, oh God, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you for every leader, spiritual leader, oh God, and the natural leader. We thank you this morning, oh God. And so, God, this morning, we lift up the soul of America. We thank you, oh God, that you would lead and guide your leaders, oh God, and you would teach them, oh God, the righteousness and the truth of this land. And so, God, this morning, we pray for those that are lost. We pray for the soul of man that's lost, oh God. Those, oh God, that are walking around that need you, oh God. Those whose eyes need to be opened. Those whose heart need to be purified this morning, oh God. And so, God, we ask for salvation for the lost on this morning. Oh God, we are praying for those that are walking in darkness, oh God. We're praying for those, oh God, who have heard the gospel but have yet to receive Jesus Christ on this morning, oh God. We're praying for those who believe in other false gods, God. We are lifting up their soul unto you on this morning, oh God. We are praying for those, oh God, that they may see the light in their darkness, oh God. We are praying for those who have used the gospel for their own greed. Oh God, we are praying for those that have twisted the gospel on this morning, oh God. We're asking you, oh God, for those, oh God, that have caused others to be tricked and deceived, that you would bring them down, oh God. Lord, we're praying for salvation on this morning, and we're asking you, oh God, that you would save, oh God, even our loved ones that are lost. Save our children, oh God, that are disobedient. Save our spouses and our siblings, oh God, on this morning. We're praying, oh God, even for our friends and for our neighbors, oh God. We're praying for our co-workers on this morning, that those that don't know you will come to know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God, this morning. We are praying for those, oh God, that are addicted to drugs, oh God. We're praying that you would go in the crack house and you would draw them out. We're praying, oh God, for that husband, oh God, that have used drugs, oh God, and vices and alcohol, oh God, and have caused their family to be distraught, that have caused their family to be divided, oh God. This morning we are praying that you would take the very taste out of their mouth. We're praying, oh God, that you would deliver them, oh God, from every stronghold and every high thing that has exalted itself against the knowledge of your truth. For we know, oh God, that your truth is that where the presence of the Lord is, there is fullness of joy, there's peace, there's wholeness, there's salvation, there's love, oh God. So this morning we are praying for those that are addicted. We're even praying, oh God, for those that are angry and those, oh God, of us that have family issues. This morning we need salvation, oh God. So we're asking you, oh Lord, that you would send salvation in the land. Save, oh God, them from the guttermost to the utmost. We're praying, oh God, even for those, oh God, that are snatching our children. We're praying for those, oh God, that have their hands in human trafficking, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that you would deliver and set that soul free, that you would renew their mind, oh God, that you
you would save them, oh God. We're praying, oh God, even for those that would come in and be the robber and the thief in other people's homes, oh God. That murderer, oh God, we're praying for their soul. We're praying, oh God, that you would send deliverance, oh God, this morning. We are praying for those that you said that are our enemies, that you would be an enemy to our enemy. So, God, we are lifting them up on this morning. For, God, they need deliverance and healing. They need salvation on this morning. So, God, we're asking you to allow your kingdom to come and, God, allow your will to be done. We pray, oh, God, this morning that you would trouble their sleep, that you would intrude their mind, oh, God, that you won't let them rest until they say yes to you, oh God, yes to your will and yes to your way. This morning we are praying for those, oh God, that need you like never before. Send your power and your anointing. Let it rest, rule, and abide in this earth, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that when they wake up on this morning, that their heart will be troubled until they say yes to you. When they turn over, oh God, and they have sleepless nights, that they won't sleep and rest, oh God, until they say yes to your will and yes to your way. Oh God, we are praying this morning. We're praying for those that are lost. We're praying for those, oh God, who have blindness on their eyes. We're praying for those, oh God, that may have heard the word of truth, oh God, but have denied it, that have rejected it. We're praying for those, oh God, that are caught up and are believing in other false gods, other false religions, oh God. Help the lost today, oh God. We're standing in the gap, oh God, even for those that are unlovable. God, we say, send your mercy. Send your mercy, oh God, and send salvation that those that need to be saved, those that don't even know that they ought to be saved, oh God, will find you, oh God, will hear your gospel and receive it. So God, this morning we are praying for the heart and the soul of the unsaved. God, we say even those that are very close and dear to us, that God, you would visit them, oh God. For we know and we see that the times, oh God, are changing. We're seeing, oh God, and we're counting, oh God, and redeeming this time, oh God. So we ask then, oh God, that you would have mercy before you come back, oh God, and you would send your salvation and deliverance. Help us, oh God, to be people that will receive you, oh God. So we ask that you would deal with the heart of man and deal with the soul of man, that it will open itself up to receive you, oh God, and your truth. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning for the lost. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen.
Father, we thank you and we give your name the glory, God, this morning. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, that you have not left us. You have not forsaken us, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for these giants, oh, God, that have come on this line this morning, oh, God, with our mindset to pray, oh, God, with our mindset for deliverance, Father. God, this morning we are praying for Mother Allen, Father God. We are praying not only for her, but, oh, God, but we're praying for her father, oh, God. Strengthen his body, oh, God. Strengthen his mind, oh, God. Oh, God, don't let it be weary in well-doing in this hour, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, give her the strength, oh God, to even pursue even the more after you, Father. So, God, this morning we are also praying for Johnny, oh, God. We are praying for health issues, oh, God, in his life, oh, God. For, God, we may not know what's going on, oh, God, but you do, God. And we know that you are the God of miracles. We know that you are Jireh. We know that you are a healer, oh, God. Oh, God, so we ask you to provide, to heal, Father. Oh, God, we ask, oh, God, for peace in that family.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, this morning we are praying for Glorine Gibbons, oh God. We have prayed for nerve pain, Father God. Oh God, again, you are a miracle worker, oh God. Oh God, we curse the root of even fibromyalgia, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we go to the source of the nerve pain, oh God. Oh God, we call it to be so, oh God. We go into the neurons of her body, Father God, and we find the root, oh God, and we go and destroy the root, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, this morning we are praying for Teresa Evans, oh God. Oh God, on this morning, oh God, for you are the miracle worker, and we ask, oh God, that this morning that you send your spirit to Teresa as she rests right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, get into her spirit, oh God. Get into her mind, oh God. Get into her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Teresa Evans, Father, we call her name in this atmosphere. We call her name in this area of worship, oh God. God, we are praying this morning for Bishop Stephen B. Hall, oh God, for we know that you can turn around any diagnosis, oh God. So we pray for complete and utter healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we are praying for our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico and in Jamaica, oh God. Oh God, for we don't know what's happening in this world, oh God. Oh God, we are also praying, oh God, for typhoons, oh God, oh God, for cyclones, oh God, that are taking place all over this world, oh God, for weather, oh God, systems, oh God, that are abnormal. We are praying for Australia today, oh God, for burning fires on one end of the state, oh God, and golf ball size hail on the other side. Oh God, we know that we are in those times, oh God, and so God, this morning, oh God, oh God, we know that you control the weather, oh God. Oh God, but we know that you so signs and warnings through weather, oh God. Oh God, so give us the answer, oh God, of what you need us to see in this hour, oh God. Give those families peace, oh God. Let them be able to rebuild, Father God. Send aid to our sisters and our brothers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, governmental agencies shall not rob them of their need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Not this morning. We are praying for Annette Hope, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for her concern, oh God, of sex trafficking and trade, oh God, during Super Bowl, oh God. Oh but God, we take it a step further, oh God. Oh God, we pray against terrorist attacks, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as millions of people will come together in one city, oh God. We pray against terrorist attacks, oh God. Oh God, we even cover the global trade and treaties now, God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for our brothers and sisters now globally, oh God, with the coronavirus, oh God. Oh God, we speak to the CDC, oh God, all over the world, oh God, that vaccinations will become available, Father God, that we can stop the source of the plague, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that families that have been affected by coronavirus, oh God, don't let them live in fear, oh God, but give them peace beyond measure, oh God, with a measure of faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, for the U.S. families, oh God, that are in L.A. and New Mexico, oh God, quarantine on military bases, oh God, from 3 days now to 2 weeks, oh God. Oh God, don't let them go crazy, oh God, but let them know that you are a divine healer, oh God, that you are a protector, Father God. Oh God, today, oh God, our brothers and sisters, oh God, that are in those military bases, oh God. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you let no disease, oh God, come nigh them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are still praying for the flu, oh God. Oh God, for the new strands of flu, oh God, that have no level of deliverance just yet. We ask, oh God, that within the next 24 hours, oh God, you send a reprieve, oh God. Oh God, that you send a miracle, oh God, that you send the antidote, oh God, and send your spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we are praying for plagues all over this earth, oh God, that tries to wipe out your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we are coming on bending knee, oh God, asking, oh God, that you would get into our medical systems, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we send your spirit to the hospitals, we send your spirit now, God, in the surgery room, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, we know that all things work together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. So God, we ask this morning that those that you've called, that you've chosen, you've justified them, God. So we ask, oh Lord. Oh, God, put a vision in their mouth, in their belly, oh, God. Oh, God, that's unbreakable, unshakable, unmovable, oh, God, and push us towards destiny. Oh, God, this morning we thank you, and we give your name the glory and honor in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we worship you. We exalt you, God. Father God, we recognize, Lord God, that beside you there is no other God. And so, God, we come with uplifted hearts and hands before you this morning, God, and we worship you. We thank you for your sovereignty this morning. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing even in this time, God, even in this hour. Oh, my God, Father God, your word declares that in this, Lord God, this time, God, that we shall see all the signs, God, before the return of Christ. And the word of the Lord declares that perilous times shall come. God, I decree that perilous times are here. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, if you would, Lord God, but hold us, God, that our faith do not fail in this season, God, that we're in. Oh, Father God, we can see all the signs of the times, earthquakes in diverse places, famine, wars, and rumors of wars. Oh, my God, fathers against sons, mothers against daughters. God, we are in that space now. And so, God, we know, Lord God, that, Lord God, suddenly we can just hear the trump of God's sound. Oh, my God, and you can put in your appearance. So, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus on this morning, God, to help us. Help us as the body of Christ. Help us as the church. Oh, my God, that we keep our ears to the ground. Oh, my God, we cannot now, God, in this season, God, be pursuing material gains. We cannot now, Lord God, continue to align, God, what we think is success, God. Oh, my God. Lord God, based on tangible stuff. Oh, my God, but success is every day, God, being able to be in tune with you. Success is every day, God, that we get up, Lord God, and ask you, God, what is your will? Oh, my God, for that day, God, who do you have us to minister to? Who is it that we're supposed to be praying for, God? Because your word declares, God, that the harvest truly, oh, my God, is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, my God, as we are on the precipice of your appearance, God, that you sharpen us, God, that you ready our spirits, God. Oh, my God, that you shift our focus. Oh, my God, Jesus, we are surrounded, God, on every hand with grief. Oh, my God, Jesus, and calamities of one sort or the other. And God, Lord God, it's so, Lord God, funny. Oh, boy, Jesus, that sometimes, God, the very thing that the enemy has caused to happen in our lives, God, and in our world, God, we've ascribed those doings to your name, God. And so, Lord God, we have people, Lord God, in the communities that are bitter, God, in our homes that are bitter. Oh, my God. In our workplaces that are bitter, Lord God, and they don't want to hear anything about God. Because, Lord God, they think that the thing that was done by the enemy in their lives, God, was you who did it. And so, God, they don't want to hear anything because you caused them pain. You caused their loved ones to go. You caused the tragedy that showed up, or so they thought. But, God, we don't see oftentimes the silent enemy in our lives that's at work. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, God, Eve had a face-to-face confrontation with Satan. But, God, many times he's behind the scenes, God. And if we are not careful, God, we start to ascribe what he's done to us, God, as if it's you who did it. And we know, Lord God, that you cannot be tempted by evil. And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to hold us in these last and closing days, God. Hold our minds together. God, get into the psyche of the believer, God. In the name of Jesus, God, shake us, Lord God. Shake us, God, till we come back to our right minds, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, that we are watching the signs of the times, God, that we're seeing the seasons that we're in, that we know, Lord God, oh, my God, what we are to be doing, God, in this season. Oh, Father God, we know, Lord God, that you are coming back. You're coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to keep us near the cross. Keep us on our faces, God. Keep us praying. Oh, God, keep us praying, Lord God, and keep us reading the word. Oh, my God, you say it is in the word that we have life. And so, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus on this morning for life, God. We ask you, God, Lord God, that even as we eat the word, God, that the life of God that's in the word will be in us, God, that we'll be able to navigate our days and weeks, Lord God. Father God, we continue to lift up, God, those that are suffering, God. Not just here, Lord God, in these United States, God, but remember those around the world, in places like Yemen, God, and Syria, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, Burkina Faso, God. Oh, my God, New Caledonia. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Madagascar. Lord God, there are people suffering great adversity, God. Oh, God, not just in their bodies, God, but even, Lord God, under harsh political leaders, God. Oh, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, that the same God that you are to us, God, the ever merciful, ever loving God, that you show up in that way for them. Oh, my God, Jesus, we come against every spirit of oppression, no matter how it shows up, whether it comes in political leadership, oh, my God, Jesus. Or whether it comes to weigh down the people of God. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to dispatch your armies of hosts, God, this morning. Dispatch them in the heavenlies, God, to do battle on our behalf. Remember the saints of God. Oh, God, Jesus, there are parts of the world this morning that somebody woke up, God, and they don't even have clean water to drink. Oh, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to make a way out of no way. Oh, my God, Jesus. Their mothers, God, and fathers that have to watch their babies die before them, and they can do nothing. And so, God, we look to you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we ask you, God, to stretch out in the atmosphere this morning. Stretch out over the continent of Africa, God. Stretch out over the continent of Asia, God. Stretch out, God, in the name of Jesus, over North and South America, God, and Australia. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pull on your anointing this morning. We need you, God, to move. We need you, God, to do what no other power on earth can do. God, save and deliver. Oh, God, heal and set free this morning in the name of Jesus. And God, you have given unto us authority to bind and to loose. And so this morning, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we bind up, God, every oppressive spirit this morning, every spirit of torment, every spirit of grief this morning that wants to overtake the people of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we curse it now in the name of Jesus, and we send it, Lord God, to the pits of hell from whence it was dispatched. God, there's some adversities, God, that the saints are going through. Some of them, Lord God, have been tormented by imps and demons, but God, there's some assignments that we know for sure that Satan himself showed up, just like he did with Job. And so, God, we're asking you, God, like you did for Job. God, don't let the faith of the believer go down. Oh, my God, let us, Lord God, look to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, Jesus, help the believers, God, that they'll cry out like Job. Oh, my God, for I know that my Redeemer lives, the God who is Emmanuel. I know that he lives. Oh, my God, pain in my body, but I know he lives. Oh, my God, no money in my pocket, but I know he lives. I'm about to be put to death, but I know he lives. Oh, my God, let that be the resounding sound in the atmosphere, God, from the cry of the believers. That, Lord God, even if we know that you're well able to deliver, but God, should you not deliver, God, you don't, Lord God, shake us. Oh, God, because we have confidence in who you are. Oh, my God, Jesus, the God that we serve, the very God that we serve is able, is well able to deliver us. And so, God, we pray as we sit on the brink of the return of Jesus Christ, that our ears are sharpened to hear the trump of God's sound. Oh, my God. And God, if we should transition before that day, God, we pray, Lord God, that we're moving in a spirit of readiness, Lord God, that we're not getting ready. Oh, God, that we are ready. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for those of us, Lord God, in the body of Christ, who are engaging businesses, God, and we have secular businesses, God, and sometimes, God, we would take, Lord God, the principles, God, from ungodly business onus, God, and bring it into our business. And we're supposed to be marked with a different mark. We cannot exploit people. Oh, my God, we can't extort them in the name of profit and feel good. We ought not to be, Lord God, doing those things. Oh, my God, but we ought to let our light shine. Oh, God, in this dark world. Father God, we ask you, God, oh, God, for the merchants who are, Lord God, involved in trafficking, but of another sort, God, not sex trafficking, God, but labor trafficking, that they take advantage of other people, God. Oh, my God, whether it's by their immigration status, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, and don't pay them, Lord God, what is due unto them. God, don't let that be named among us as saints. Oh, Father God, we are real, Lord God, sitting on your return. Oh, God, I could feel it in my belly that it's not too long from now that you're coming back. God, remember those who are in grief today. We pray for the Kobe Bryant family, God, his wife, his children, God, his extended family members, his mom, his dad, sister, God, Father God, for all those who perished on that helicopter, God, oh, my God, and their extended families and friends, God, oh, God, today their hearts are heavy with grief, oh, my God, Jesus, but God, you're touched with the feelings of our infirmities, the very God that knew he was going to call Lazarus forth and say, come out, God is the same God that stood in front of the grave and wept, and so, God, we ask you to intercede for them this morning, oh, my God. Sometimes when people pass through great pain and adversity, oh, my God, sometimes, Lord God, oh, God, they're so discouraged, they don't want to hear anything about God. Because the question is often, God, how could a good God allow this horrible thing to happen to me or my loved ones? But, God, I pray today, oh, my God, that such a thing will not be ascribed to you, God, as you're doing. Oh, my God, because we know, Lord God, that everywhere you went, God, in scripture, you did good. God, we know, Lord God, that you're a God that is in the business of healing, God, that you're a life giver, God, that you never take life. Oh, my God, but we pray today, God, that you comfort those that are in mourning, God, of one sort or another. Some woman, God, just lost her spouse this morning. Oh, my God, some mother, God, around the United States and around the world, God, just heard of their children's death. Oh, my God, but they don't have notoriety, so God, we don't know about them. But God, pain is not unique to our situations only. That if we go through something, God, we recognize that it's happening to other families, God. And so we ask you this morning in the name of Jesus, God, let the Holy Spirit, God, be their comfort and their guide this morning. To walk them through, God, this level of adversity, God, that has overtaken their families. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to be their portion on today. And God, out of this tragedy, God, that something good can come. Oh, my God, that salvation can come to those who are not saved, that they don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, God, that they'll turn. Oh, my God, so, God, we ask you to ready us, God. Oh, God, that we're going to be in strategic places, God, that we're going to meet people, God, that we don't expect to meet. And, God, we'll have, Lord God, on our tongues, God, ready, God, the word of God, ready to tell them. Oh, my God, even as the jailers ask, men, oh God, what must we do to be saved? And so, God, we can tell them, God, to repent. Oh my God, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to hold us in this season. Hold us, God, hold our psyche together. Oh, God, that we don't throw in the towel and give up. That we don't walk the streets because, Lord God, we've lost our minds. Oh, my God, Jesus, hold us. Hold us, God, God, because if you don't keep us, we cannot be kept. Oh, my God, Jesus, you are the maker. You are the author and finisher of our faith. And before the foundations of the world, God, you have already, God, predestined us. And so, God, we want you to keep us until that day, God, when we hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter in. Oh, my God, Jesus, keep us. Keep us, God, keep our feet, God, that we don't slip. Oh, my God, keep our tongue, God, that we don't speak out of turn, that we don't speak what you don't say, God. And God, keep us in a, Lord God, a period of silence, God. Because if we keep talking and if we keep getting busy, God, we can't hear from you. Oftentimes we miss you when you come because we're always doing something. We're always listening to somebody or engaging some other conversation. But God, keep us, God. Give us a spirit of peace and quiet, God, that we can hear from you. Oh, my God, Jesus. Your word declares that once have I spoken and twice have I heard that all power belongs to God. Oh, my God, we pull on the all-powerful God this morning. We ask you, God, to go throughout the earth, God. Dispatch your warring angels this morning in the heavenlies. Call Michael and Gabriel, the archangels, God, to do battle on our behalf, God. Oh, my God, to bring victory to our hands, God, and to our feet. And, God, we decree and we declare in the atmosphere, God, that no weapon that's formed against us, God, shall ever prosper. And, God, that every tongue that rises up against us, God, to condemn us falsely, God. Oh, my God, we condemn it even now and we reverse it, God. That like Balaam, God, that when they open their mouth to speak a curse, God, that a blessing will come forth. God, in the name of Jesus, God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this day, God. Oh, my God, in this time, in this season, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God. Oh, God, while we have, Lord God, oh, God, temporary needs, God. But our temporary needs are now, God, overtaken by, oh, Lord God, Jesus, eternal needs. Oh, God, Jesus, we want to be ready when you come. God, help us to tell, God, our neighbors, our friends, God, those we see on the street that you're coming back. Oh, my God, Jesus, you're coming back soon. Oh, God, Jesus, that everything that they see and they're alarmed about, that we can let them know, God, Jesus, that what they see is what you told us to look for, God. That's the landmark to look, oh, God, for the return of Jesus Christ. Yes, the earth is shaking in your area, but God is about to come. Oh, my God, Jesus. We hear, Lord God, about divorces, God, and marriage and remarriage, God. Yes, you see all those five things? That's a landmark that God is about to come. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us this morning, God, and help us. Help us to do your will, God. Help us to do what's right. Oh, my God, because it is right. Oh, my God, Jesus, you say, whether you come, that you're the all-seeing eye, that you'll watch us, God, that you'll see us, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, doing the will of God. Oh, my God, that we're not doing this thing, God, as men please us. Oh, God, but we're doing it as unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, God, we look to you this morning, the very author and finisher of our faith, the one who gives us salvation. Oh, God, we look to you for strength this morning. We look to you for keeping power, God. We look to you, Lord God, for sustainability, God, in the fire. Oh, my God, Jesus, we see strange fires are all around us. Oh, God, Jesus, strange happenings, God. But God, help us to look up because our redemption draws nigh. We ask you to keep us, God, keep us, keep our minds together, keep our pastors and leaders, God, keep the saints of God, keep the intercessors on our faces, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, that we'll pray, God, until the morning breaks, and we will not give up, and we will not throw in the towel, but God, help us to have a shift today, God, that we're not looking for tangible things, God, in the earth, God, as we once did before, because we're sitting on the precipice of your return. God, help us. Help us that we have our lamps filled with oil, God. Oh, my God, that when you should come, we are not running to get oil, God. We are not running to be prepared, but we are already prepared, God. Oh, my God. And on that day, God, we shall hear the angels say, oh, my God, who are they? And God, we hear the resounding sound from heaven. These are they that have overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, my God, Jesus, and have come through great tribulation. Oh, my God, Jesus, what we go through, God. Your word declares that it is but of a light affliction compared to the glory that shall be revealed on that day if we do not give up. God, hold us. Pray for us, God, on the right hand of the Father, even as you've prayed for Peter. intercede for us, God, that our faith will not fail, that we're going to run on, God. We already know what the end is going to be. And we're going to run on until that day when we hear you call us, Lord God, into eternity to meet face to face with you. God, we glorify your name today, and we praise you, and we worship you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh God, Eva, so Toranda Bahas, Satamando, Sikuranda Basoko, make it a Bahas, so Toranda Bahas, Satamando, say Ekora Bahas, so Toranda Bahas, Nikedabaso, make it a Bahas, so Toranda Bahas, so Tobai, make Kuranda Bahas, Satande Bohosa.
Jesus. Thank you.
you, oh God, that you're driving out everything that's not like you in this hour. I God, that dares a kidabaso. I God, I God, to bring a hindrance to what you were doing in our lives in this hour. I praise you this morning. I God, for your supernatural power. It is at work. I thank you that you are effectively working in us to will and to do of your own good pleasure. I thank you, oh God, I God, that we're trusting you. I God, to rebuke every devourer. I God, to beat back the hand of every enemy. I thank you on this morning that the spirit of opposition, oh God, is annihilated. I thank you, oh God, oh God, that the spirit of darkness is driven out today. Oh God, I God, that everything that comes to defy what you were doing, I thank you, oh God, that it's broken. I praise you this morning, God. Oh God, that you are effectively working in your people to will and to do of your own good pleasure. I thank you that you're working in us this morning. And Father, I pray for us, oh God, that we would submit wholeheartedly to your will on the day and even in the hour, God, to come. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, oh God, that you're helping us to push past tradition. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that you are working effectively, oh God, to tear down the strategies of our enemy. Oh God, I thank you that we will comply, oh God, to all that you are doing. And Father, I pray today, oh God, that you would show your hand, oh God, in every area of our life. Father, we don't know what to do without you. I God, we need your strength. Father, you called us. And God, we say, oh God, even as David said, you spoke it with your mouth. And God, we need you to fulfill it with your hand. Oh God, Emandoshe, I God, that you will fulfill your promise towards us. Oh God, Emandoshe, and we know that what some man consider to be slackness, Father, that it is long suffering, that you're not willing that we should perish, but that all should come into the knowledge of the truth. I thank God on this morning that there is no one God but you. I thank you in this hour, I God, that you are our sustainer, Lord. I thank you, God, that you are our deliverer. I thank you, God, that you are our healer. I thank you, God, oh God, that besides you, there is no other God. I God, Emandoshe, that when everything else around us is failing, I God, when we can't depend on anything else, oh God, we can, I God, rest in you, the God of our salvation. Emandoshe, I God, we can rest in you, I God, Emandoshe, I God, you are our helper. Oh God, in my Sunday, I God, we say, have your way. Oh God, we thank you for breakthrough and release. It can have a sondo runde, make cool runda baha sondo. We lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion this morning. I God, we lift up a sound. I God, Emandoshe, I God, that we believe by faith will split the ear of our enemy. We thank you, oh God, that you, oh God, have anointed us to crush the head of our enemy. I thank you, Ekedabaso, make Kuranda, make Kuranda, so no Rande. Yes, God, thank you for divine advancement. Thank you that you are advancing your people, that you are advancing your agenda for kingdom sake. Oh God, that souls, oh God, are being delivered in this hour. Thank you, oh God, Emandoshe, Ekedabaso, no Rande. Come on and just open up your mouth this morning. I give God some glory. Emandoshe, make Kuranda. Yes. Open up your mouth and release your sound that would destroy the works of the enemy. Release the works of the airway that comes against and annihilates and crushes the head of the enemy. Kurande. Spirit that's been sent to impede your progress. It is broken.
Jesus, Jesus.
There is a charge coming. He's going to charge He's charging you to go forth. For they that know their God shall do great great and mighty exploits.
Hallelujah.
Not only do I know him, I'm known of him. I know him, but God knows he knows me.
Amen.
Thank you. God. Oh, God. And God, because you know me, you'll perfect everything that concerns me. He is perfecting us. That's the kind of God we serve. That is the kind of God we serve. The kind that will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. But will be with us always until the end of the earth, to the end of this age, when this age is to be no more.
Jesus.
Cross over until eternity, he is even there. for he is the eternal God, our Father.
Yes, God.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's not limited by this age, by this time. It's on my motion. So the promise doesn't start in us, it continues in us.
Hallelujah.
What we have is a continuation of a promise, not the start of one. Ekorabaso tomai. Ah, the blessing we walk in is a continuation of blessing. Ekebaso.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Once did he speak it, but twice have you heard it. Man sokorando bohusha.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, trust.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Trust the God of your salvation.
Amen.
To never leave or forsake you. Trust him in all that. Trust his wisdom. Trust his character.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Jesus. God, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. For with
hallelujah.
Him nothing shall be impossible.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We bless him this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you all so much for taking the time to join us. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord has met you in the only way that he can. Hallelujah. And we will connect with you on next week. Go in peace. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. God bless you.